This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
American Family Farmer, a weekly get-together here. I'm Doug Steffen with information, some news about what's going on down on the farm, if you will. We'll have a conversation later in the program with Martha Bonetta, who runs Liberty Farm in Paris, Virginia. She has some very strong thoughts. Matter of fact, has written an op-ed that appeared in The Hill, a newspaper that covers what's going on in Washington, defending Trump administration's focus on family farms, Chinese, and they're messing up the farm. We'll get to it. I don't want to go through the whole thing right now, but that's what we're going to talk about with her. And then we'll have my opinions later in the commentary on Monsanto. Nothing new there. Here's what is new. A couple of different things related to dairy. And I think this is because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy, I've been around Jersey cows most of my life. So when I think about dairy and the mess that it's in at the moment, the creation of the Bush administration letting DFA, the Suiza family, dominate about 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country, it really, really annoys me. And then, so there have been a couple of things that have brought attention. The public needs to know that the farmer isn't getting the money that he or she ought to get out of the price they're paying for milk. Even though we buy very cheap milk in our country, you get them at the gas station, you get milk at any drugstore, you can buy it everywhere now. And what you're getting is basically garbage because it's been the system that it goes through to have it, quote-unquote, secure, takes all of the value out of it, the nutrients, takes all of the taste and all that stuff. Anyway, that's not really my focus at the moment. My focus is the health of the dairy farm and the dairy farmers. And so this summit that took place in Albany recently, that put dairy cooperatives together, and hundreds of people came to talk about the state of dairy farming in our country. If you go to the website dairyproposals2018.com, that's dairyproposals2018.com, it's been developed for those of us who want to air proposals or ideas or whatever it is. The current dairy pricing system is so fucked-a, it needs to be changed. It needs to be nuked. So far, 21 proposals have been submitted, ranging from a quota system like they have in Canada with government subsidy, giving farmers more direct control of their pricing. It ought to be on the open market. It ought to just be they get what. And that is what happens when there's some of the small co-ops, like there's one in Greenfield, Massachusetts, that has, I think, 7 or 8 local dairies. They sell their milk locally, do fabulously well with it. And because people know it's quality, they know the dairy farms. See, that's the way it used to be. And everything got bigger and everybody got bought out and it made a mess. The system is just a mess now, and mostly because of George Bush allowing the Suiza family from Texas to raise lots of money for his campaign and influencing the decision on how the fluid milk supply is controlled. So let me look at some of these proposals with you for a moment. Some of the highlights from that website, dairyproposal2018.com. One, create a national dairy cooperative collaborative to better regulate milk production. A fellow from a farm in Vermont named Nathan Severy said, "My idea is that we tackle this problem within our own industry with the tools we already have and can implement almost immediately." So if you like that plan, co-ops would adhere to regional production caps based on regional supply needs, even. See, I don't know what you do with the extra. It's hard to regulate the quantity of milk because during the course of the year, for example, now we've had a nice, lush, green summer, and all of the dairy farmers that I know are getting more milk out of their cows than they did last year at the same time, even if they have the same number of cows. And we all know about the surge in the spring. So I'm not sure about that idea. Here's another one. Implement a 5 to 10% surcharge on all retail dairy products that would go directly to farmers. I love that idea. A fellow named James Larkin came up with that. $20 per hundredweight price floor. I know it cost me when I was milking cows, it was $21, $24 it seems now, with some, depending on how large they are and what they're feeding and, you know, the caliber of the milk they're producing. So a $20 floor is minimum. 5%, though, of a surcharge on retail, I think that's a very good idea. People should be paying for the milk. Hello? People should pay for quality. And therefore, they need to be paying the farmer what it costs he or she to make the milk. I like that idea. All right, here's another one. Set a year-over-year growth rate cap. See, I don't see caps working. I just don't. Because you can't regulate the number of cows even that you're going to have, depending on what your I suppose you can slaughter some, and that keeps the numbers down. But that's not really a good way. I don't find that to be a good way of fixing it. The other idea is the price floor at $20, not a bad idea. Here's another idea. Establish a national dairy inventory management program. Quotas based on regional needs. That comes from Mark McAfee, who is a fellow that I know in California who sells lots of raw milk. His company is probably the biggest company that does raw milk. And he knows what's going on. Very smart farmer. So anyway, some ideas. But the Class 3 milk price is only $15. My God, it's $5, $6, $7 less than what it costs the farmers to make the milk. So here's another page in that discussion. The government says it wants to buy $1.2 billion in American crops to offset the tariff impact. I think I'll save that to talk with Martha Bonita about. One other thing I did want to talk about in terms of dairy and the whole business about illegal immigration. You're probably familiar with the story of this young lady that was killed by the farm worker in Iowa, Christian Rivera. This fellow worked for an Iowa farm. And now they're trying to hang, you know, guilt by association. Apparently, there's a prominent Iowa Republican who's in politics, and the farm is owned by his brother, and Rivera was an employee in good standing, said the person who ran Yarrabee Farm. And they are all shocked that he was the person who killed his Molly Tibberts. And then the first day we heard he was legal. Then we heard he was illegal. Then we heard the farm didn't do what it was supposed to in the vetting process. So a lot of people talked to the employees there. He was liked, but he was in the country without proper legal documentation. So there is the farmers could get hung out to dry on this, and I'm not sure that's a bad idea. I think too many of you, I don't do it, but and I'm not standing on a podium preaching to you, but you can say, well, we can't get help. I don't buy that for a second. I really don't. But I also, you know, I know a lot of people who are having a hard time. I had a hard time finding people. That's why I stopped milking cows. But for the years that I was doing it, it was all, if you'll pardon the description, all white guys my age who were doing the work. So, anyway, every situation is different, and I don't want to judge that. But I am annoyed to the point of being not sympathetic to the farm, because there are plenty of legal immigrants floating around who want to do this work. You don't have to hire illegals. So, anyway, that farm's going to have a problem. Big dairy farm in Iowa. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet Martha Bonita, who has experience on a farm called Liberty Farm. It's in Paris, Virginia. And we're going to talk about the article that she opted for The Hill, the magazine or newspaper for politicians in Washington. That's up next here on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Fall sports are in full play at many schools. All kids are at risk of concussion, especially those in contact sports.
The concussion happens when there's a force transmitted to the brain.
Sports medicine specialist Dr. Jennifer Maynard helped initiate a pre-concussion screening program at Mayo Clinic. Before athletes start, they go through testing to determine what's normal. Then, if they get a concussion, they're screened again and can't return to play until their test scores are back to baseline.
When in doubt, sit them out, because you don't want to put them at risk for getting a subsequent injury that could lead to longer lasting effects.
Symptoms of concussion include headache, blurry vision, confusion, balance problems, sleep disturbances, and emotional issues such as anxiety and sadness. If you suspect a concussion, pull the child from play and follow up with a health care provider. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so let's meet Martha Bonetta. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. This is the American Family Farmer. Martha is a policy advisor with America First Policy. So let's start with that, Martha. What are the policies you're advising America First Policies on? Farm stuff?
Indeed, America First Policies discusses and supports policies to advance President Trump and Mike Pence's vision for America. So that's what the organization does. And my specialty happens to be farming and agriculture and property rights, the economy, energy, the environment. But, of course, America First discusses a wide variety of policy matters on a daily basis.
All right. So a little about your farm also would be helpful as we put into context your thoughts. We're going to talk about this op-ed piece in The Hill. You run Liberty Farm in Paris, Virginia. How big is the farm? What are you doing there?
So, first of all, thank you for having me on your show again. I've been on, you know, before, and I'm a big fan of what you do.
Thank you.
It's a family farm, a small family farm.
And I'm also, by the way, I'm also a fan of what you do. So it's a mutual admiration society. Yeah.
You know, and I'm an accidental advisor and public policy advocate. I speak all over the country, but that was never my intention. You know, it was my childhood dream was to be a farmer, and I never dreamed that you know I'd work so hard and to fulfill the American dream, only to hit miles and miles of red tape and overregulation that would literally shut down our family farm. And that's what really that battle, that 10-year battle that we ultimately ended up winning, is ultimately what began this journey to become a public policy advisor and to advocate for farmers' rights all over the country.
Well, farmers need the, I don't know if you heard my news segment before you came on, the focus on what's going on in dairying. I know you, I don't think you have, I'm on your website for Liberty Farms. I don't think you have cattle. You don't have cows. You don't milk cows there, do you? It's pretty much a products operation.
No. We're farmers market farmers. So, you know, seasonal producers, vegetables, honey, herbs, eggs.
Right. Okay. So, in this circumstance, we all need to, no matter what we're producing, we need to stick together. And that's sort of what I think this op-ed helps us do. So we'll get to that in just a moment here, Martha. Stand by, please.
Why? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
American Family Farmer on the air. This week, in part, a focus on Martha Benita's farm, Liberty Farm in Paris, Virginia. I remember when you were here before, I'm vaguely putting the pieces together. There was something called a Benita Bill. Was it you and your husband sponsored or got focus on farm? What? Bring us back to that, will you, for just a minute?
Sure. My childhood dream, we purchased Liberty Farm, and it was purchased in 2006. And we, in order to keep the family farm running as a small producer, like many farmers, we looked to agritourism because you just can't make enough money to put a roof over your family's head, feed the family, and run the small family, you know, farmer's market farm like I have.
Right.
Without looking to agritourism, you know, to keep the family farm running. And we started doing pumpkin patches and pumpkin carvings and hay rides and corn mazes to get the people to come to the farm. And the government shut us down because we had a birthday party for 8 10-year-old little girls. They said that we would need they threatened us with $15,000 a day in fines, which kind of criminal ramifications if we don't adhere to it. And wanted full-blown hearing, site plans, special exception permits that would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ultimately, we were shut down. We were in full-on harvest. 10-year battle. Ultimately, we ended up passing two bills that basically say in the Commonwealth of Virginia, if you're on land zone rural agriculture and you're engaged in production agriculture, you're actually producing an agricultural product, then the government can't require you to pay a fee to be able to farm, to tell the government what you're producing. Mm-hmm. In my county, they wanted, you know, us to have to say exactly what we were doing on our farm 24 hours a day and
ridiculous.
So forth. So really egregious overreach. So yeah. So that's what happened. It we did win, but it took 10 years away from our lives that we could have spent growing our business, growing our farm. And that kind of government overreach happens every day in different ways. And we all need to be fighting together. We all need to be fighting together to make our farms viable and productive without the constant battle, with overregulation.
All right, let's fast forward now to what's going on today in our relationships with our farm relationships with other countries, ag relationships with other countries. You wrote this op-ed piece that appeared in The Hill as an opinion contributor. What was the, I'm looking at it now, it's about 3 pages long. Yeah. Give us a summary of what it is that you have written.
Basically, you know, it's that Trump, Donald Trump, our president, is right to defend America's farmers from Chinese hegemony. And you know, for far too long, there hasn't been an even playing field. The United States has been basically, it has been taken advantage of time and time again. And what this president is doing is leveling the playing field. And that doesn't mean we're not going to have a little bit of pain in the process, but, you know, we're already seeing right now the strengths that are coming from what he's doing to even the playing field. You know, the global stock markets reached all-time highest levels in the last 5 months.
Yep.
And recently the stock market surged after the United States and Mexico came to revisions on NAFTA. So, you know, Canada's not a party to the agreement, and they're, you know, Canada's been charging the United States 270% in tariffs on dairy.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeping
well, and they subsidize their farmers. They're subsidizing their dairy farmers, and the milk's coming across the border, which was one of the first things that Trump talked about. I'm not sure that Trump is the greatest president for farming. I'm not sure Sonny Perdue, although not a bad guy, I'm not sure that they're as enlightened about getting, for example, the EPA out of the farmer's backyard. That was what I was hoping for. Instead, Pruitt messed around with some other stuff, but there are things internally and externally that I think you focused on, and I want to get to more of that. Pardon us as we pause at 28 past the hour.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Make it count when driving. Make it count when flying. Make it count when traveling. Make it count when giving back. It's Make It Count Rewards from Marathon. You earn points every time you fill up or make select purchases at Marathon. You save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244. So what should you do right now? Sign up and make it count. Marathon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate at a very, very grassroots level. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in November. In Arizona, Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema will face off in November based on yesterday's results to become Arizona's first woman senator. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm.
More focus on the farm, the family farm. This program, The American Family Farmer, is aimed at helping those of us who are family farmers, those of us who have farm businesses that support agriculture in the main, those of us who are locavores, that I am like you are. I don't have everything on my farm, so I go to the farms that are around here. I support my friends who are the farmers and the products they're growing. All I'm doing, I'm a dairy guy raising now Jersey replacement heifers, and I have a lot of things going on my farm. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see what's going on. I created this year, Martha, an ice cream bus, an old bus. I used to be in the bus business, so I had a few buses around, and I converted one of them to an ice cream shop. Yeah, and I can bring it. I tow it around town, go to the farmer's market and to Friday night concerts and up to some other farms, actually, that have a lot of activities, agritourism activities. So, anyway, we are focused on you, Martha Bonetta, and your farm, Liberty Farm. If you're following things on Twitter, you can follow me at Doug Steffen. You'll follow Martha at Paris Barnes. And certainly if you go looking around for Martha Barnetta, you can find, as a matter of fact, looking up some of the later stuff on you, are you running for office? Did I see that someplace?
You know, I'm not. I was going to run for office, and I'm not. I think that, you know, I really feel called to do what I do, which is to make people aware of what the overregulation is doing to hurt our farmers, our producers, our property rights, and our economy, and also to go out there and rally everybody to go out and vote and rally their representatives and really make a difference, because we need to all be engaged and constantly fighting the battle.
All right. So part of the battle is understanding our relationship. It was, you know, as kids, you grew up on the farm, and I did, and I remember how simple it was, how easy it was. You grew your produce, and you brought it either to the wholesale market, or you sold it at the farm, or you got cows, and you sell it to the local dairy processor, and that was the end of that. But now it's so complicated, as you've suggested, because of all of the agreements, the trade agreements, and all this other stuff. But the basic focus of this op-ed on the Hill that you published, you were contributed to last month, focused on China and what farmers need to know. And the reason I brought up what we grew up around is because today you have to be much more sophisticated, knowledgeable, involved in order to survive. Before, you could just be a farmer. Now you have to be all kinds of things, right?
Yes, and there's so much at stake. There's so much at stake to protect the integrity of what we produce in our country. And with that said, you know, Smithfield Food, the largest pig and pork producer in the world.
Chinese.
You know, I'm a native Virginian. I'm a native Virginian. I live right outside of Washington, D.C. And Smithfield Foods, largest pork producer in the world, is in Smithfield, Virginia. And you know who owns them? The Chinese.
The Chinese, yeah.
The Chinese purchased our American Smithfield Foods, largest pork producer in the world. They own it, the largest. And what are the implications of that? Look, the Chinese aren't out purchasing and wanting to be dominant in the production of food because they have decided that they want to be capitalistic in their reason for, you know, making a profit. They're doing it for world dominance. And how do you do that? You control our food production. And they're doing it in a systematic way that is dangerous to our country and to the world. We saw that just now with the purchase of our largest pork producers. They have American geniuses in the production of food working side by side with Chinese in China, creating technological advancement, state-of-the-art food processing and slaughterhouses in China right now. And that infrastructure that they're creating is designed to grab a share of global export markets and to control our food production.
Well, it's not only happening here. The Chinese are getting involved in farms and farming in other places. Down in Brazil, for example, involved, and wherever they can have their way. And so one wonders why it is that we don't protect ourselves better. And I don't know, just with the trade stuff, but just becoming aware, we somehow or other have begun to think that it's politically correct to be a good guy. Okay, let everybody in, we'll help everybody, that's fine. Well, but we are, and I don't even mind them taking our methodology and using it, but what I do mind is who's controlling the quality of the food. And if these people are here, let's just use our mind a little bit and put our thoughts out there, Martha. So the Chinese are doing what you've said. They go back to China and they learn how to do this the right way. So they grow the pigs. They slaughter the pigs. They process the food. They put it on, they freeze it, and they put it on a 747, and they fly it like they did the milk a couple of years ago that was loaded with melamine.
Yes.
They were sending over tankers, 747s, to Seattle, Portland, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego. There was a freighter that arrived to each of those cities every day to flood the market. And that was because the Suiza family that controls Dairy Farmers of America and the Dean Foods outfit, they've just poured it into the process. They poured it into the source because there's no law against it, and so it loosens the quality of the product, and it also confounds the value of the product. I.e., if it costs you $21 a hundredweight to make money milking cows, and they bring in $14 milk from China, what the hell does that do to the American? And everybody's asleep at the switch here. So you, through your op-ed piece, bring attention to the Chinese. But it isn't just the Chinese. They seem to be the ones that are the most egregious here. And I'm honestly, as much as I think Trump's right on this, I don't think Trump gets it. I don't really think he understands farming. He's a New York guy. What does he know about farming? He knows what somebody tells him. He eats food from McDonald's. So how much does he know really about the quality? His heart's in the right place, but I don't think that he nor has the people around him helped him to get a focus on this, and thus the American farmer is really suffering. That's really the bottom line.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point, and that is that most Americans are so far removed from their food. I mean, let's face it. I mean, most Americans, they don't know where their food comes from. We do. We have children's groups come to our farm. We do a lot of community outreach, and we have kids that come to the farm, and God bless them, but they think eggs are white and come in styrofoam containers, and they have no idea. They come to our farm. We have diverse egg production. We have blue eggs, green eggs, pink eggs, brown eggs. We have, all different kinds of colored eggs, and the kids actually think that they're dyed. Because they've never seen eggs that are not perfectly shaped the same way. And so, most Americans, unless they're engaged in farming or exposed to agriculture in some way, shape or form, they have no concept of where the food comes from. And what's upsetting is, for example, you brought up Brazil. Well, the Chinese China bought a 90% stake in Brazil's leading port for soy exports. And we have a problem with China stealing our intellectual property as it is. And this is happening at such a rapid rate. And what we're seeing is that, that train has taken off. China has, already owns the largest pork producer in the world. They're engaging in, technology advancements, and we need to make sure that we do whatever it takes to maintain our independence and remain, the masters of our food production.
All right, so what do you think that takes? Martha Bonetta think it takes to do what you've just suggested?
Well, I'll tell you, what is happening right now with China's bid for global monopoly on our food production and on our food supply, right now, with these tariffs, with what this administration, this president is doing, is making leveling the playing field, and that will have an impact. It will have an impact. And, right now, as the Agriculture Department will pay $4.7 billion to farmers hit in the trade war. And none of us like handouts, right? We don't like handouts. But in this case, this is being done to hurt the farmers that are being hit hardest by right now to level up playing field.
All right.
But most of the money, more than $3.6 billion, is going to go to the soybean farmers.
Yeah. The problem I have with some of this, the big agribusinesses shouldn't get a dime of this, and they are getting money from it, and that's not going to help the family farmer. It's not going to help you.
No, it's not. No. And you and I see eye to eye on that, and we also both agree that the EPA needs to be gut. I'd like to see the EPA gutted. I'd like to see it gutted, and we've made progress with this administration. I think we're going to see a lot more happening to that end. But time and time again, it's the farmer who is hit the hardest by overregulation and struggles to survive.
And have the big farmers can just say, screw you to the government and fight them in court. Little guys like you and me, we can't do that, although you did. You stood up to them, and you got what you needed, but it was at great cost, and you had a lot of support. Yep. All right. This is good. Thank you, Martha. Yeah, it took a long time. I know it did. Martha Bonetta, here to express her focus and concern and support for some of the things. In a moment, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about the USDA and a specific way they're dealing with a specific crop right after this.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
All right, so we're talking here on the American Family Farmer about what the government is doing, as much as it bothers me that we have the government we do, and so what do we do about it? The Trump administration releasing some more details on the plan to help farmers deal with this trade war reality, Canada, Mexico. Mexico's kind of fixed, but then there is the whole business of China and elsewhere around the world. So the Department of Agriculture spelled out how much money it's going to spend on various crops to meet the costs of the disruption. Couple of dozen products, cotton, pistachios, dairy, peanut butter. My big interest, obviously, is dairy. The industry getting the biggest helping hand, though, is pork, which is stupid. Back to what Ms. Bonetta just said. The pork industry is now not controlled, but certainly influenced by the Chinese. So what the hell are we giving them money for? The farmer, the Chinese are going to somehow get a hold of it. I think that's very, I don't get it. $600 million to buy pig products from farmers. And then what? Where is it going? Is it going to go? The Chinese own the biggest pork production company in the world. So where is this? Once we buy this stuff, we're going to sell it to the Chinese? I don't buy this. No, literally and figuratively. Anyway, the USDA making $5 billion available for direct payments to farmers. Interesting to see how this all shakes out. And I'm betting or hoping that those of you who are listening have contacted your local farm service agency representative to find out how this farm bill is going to affect you. How are you going to be able to take advantage of it, if that's the right word, or get benefits from it? Make sure you're contacting your local FSA person. That would be my advice. 10 before the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR.
It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Focus on your farm and the American family farmer and our food supply and that sort of thing and what we can do to make things right. This is my commentary in a moment. I guess I'll bring you back to last week. If you listen, our podcasts run a week behind. So if you're listening to the program and you want to get the essence of it or tell people to listen to what it is that we're talking about, you can get the podcast of our discussion at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. For example, the most recent edition on the American Family Farmer News of the farmer recently awarded $289 million in a lawsuit against Monsanto. 30 years he'd used their Roundup, now dying of cancer. Another story. There are lots of those stories. Man, you got a lot of those stories. We also talked about the farmer that was fined a couple of million bucks for having a birthday party on her farm. You're just listening to Ms. Bonita talk about her trouble. She was having a regular farm event, and the county's trying to shut her down. It's just amazing what is going on. Let's see here. Cody Hopkins is in the current American Family Farmer, general manager at Grassroots Farmers Cooperative in Arkansas, developing, growing a very interesting integrated sustainable livestock outfit there, Falling Sky Farm. You see how he listened to how he does what he does and how the farmers that are working with him benefit from it. And so anyway, the government farmer boogeyman is the government, and that I talk about as usual. And I'm going to talk more about that, but more the boogeyman being Monsanto right after this.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance.
which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, so with the focus on Monsanto and the compensation for the fellow, the $289 million verdict, it's very interesting to see what's going on with Monsanto, not only here but around the world. You know that their products are pretty much outlawed in Europe, even though Bayer, the German company that just bought out Monsanto, headquartered and sold some of their stuff there. Now come the Vietnamese. Hanoi, seeking justice for victims of exposure to Agent Orange, another glorious product from the minds of the people at Monsanto. Now, granted, they may be, in this circumstance, I think they may be a little off the mark, because Monsanto didn't go over on their own. The government hired them to produce Agent Orange so that they could spray it on the trees, get rid of foliage, and in the meantime, kill thousands of Vietnamese. So the Vietnamese people suffered a lot of consequences from the war, the lasting, devastating effects of Agent Orange, 3 million people in Vietnam exposed to Agent Orange, 12 million gallons produced by Monsanto, dropped over the foliage, defoliating everything, killing everything in its path. So there's that, and there's dioxin, which is a byproduct of Agent Orange, which killed another hundreds of, if not thousands, of Vietnamese. And now there are suffering going on still, health conditions as a result of the deformities that came down through gene mutations through several generations. So Monsanto hasn't acknowledged its role in how bad Agent Orange was. And I don't know. I mean, this will call attention to the situation with Monsanto, and that's a good thing. The lawsuits have gone. There were 5,200 lawsuits against Monsanto last year. There are 8,000 against them this year. You wonder how much money is being made by these people if they can fend off that many people in legal cases going on right now. Imagine that, 8,000 court cases against Monsanto. World Health Organization's Cancer Research Agency classified the main ingredient in all of this stuff, which is glyphosate, as carcinogenic to humans. So, that's the story. That's this week's update on Public Enemy Number One, Monsanto.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.